Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Vanessa Standard. Vanessa is a life coach and a teacher with strong focus on love and healing in everything she does. With her literary work, she aims to help people develop a clear concept of what love is and how things like healing, body positivity, and growth all correlate with self-love. And she has a new bestseller, Self-Love is Free. Vanessa, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Vicki. It's very nice to be with you.
Yeah, well, this is so exciting because Self-Love is Free is the first of a series of books. But before we get talking about the book, I would love it if you could tell us a little bit about how you came to your life's passion and purpose in coaching and now writing these wonderful books.
So interesting that you asked that question, because I'm not sure that I came to it so much as how it came to me. And what I mean by that is I had a childhood filled with a whole heck of a lot of challenges and some trauma, go on to teenage years to have that just continue on and repeat, go into early 20s just trying to deal with everything that had happened up to that point. And so from the time I can remember, as a child, I feel like I was always looking for a solution to feel better, because trauma can hit children very hard. It hit me very hard. And in order for me to survive mentally and emotionally, I needed to find outlets that brought me joy. And I feel like as a young child, I used music and dance and being outdoors part of that healing. As a small child, I was an entrepreneur. At 8 years old, I started mowing lawns and selling cards and started a small cleaning business where there were senior citizens, and they didn't mind that I was 8, 9, 10, and 11 years old. Like, that was the age range of my workers, my little helpers, because they came from households where the parents weren't really so much in the kids' lives. Didn't matter what they were doing. So I put some of these kids to work, and it was great for us. We had enough money to buy ice cream. But my point is that I had to find ways that brought me joy, and I was always on the search. And so I chose the field of psychology, and then I chose the field of business in college to give my energy and attention to. And then off to graduate school, I have a master's degree in spiritual psychology. Long of the short is I have found that love is the best medicine, the remedy to any hurt and pain that I've had inside. And so really, I feel like everything, all the challenges and everything else have just been with me. So I had to find ways to help dissolve that, eliminate it, help alleviate that pain and suffering. And I've, over, you know, the past 20 years or so, I have managed to find little small things that have worked for me. And so I finally got the courage up, and I say courage because I didn't think that it was possible to write a book at some point, but got the courage to take everything that I've lived, all of my personal experiences, and put them together in a book to offer others to say, hey, this is all how love can heal, and it's all part of self-love. So I'm not sure if that answers your question, but...
Yeah, it does. That's beautiful. So how did the book come about? How did you take that jump from thinking that maybe you couldn't even write a book to be in a position of having a bestseller? What shifted for you to make that possible, to even conceive that and then make it happen?
Oh, this one's pretty short. I got sick and tired of listening to myself talk about and then complain to myself every day almost about how I want to write a book. And one day I literally got fed up with myself, and I said, okay, enough. I responded to myself out loud. I said, enough, then write the book already. I'm so tired of listening to you. I can't take it anymore. And that's how it got started.
Wow, that is so incredible. So it got you going, and look at where it's ending up with one book and a series of books coming and a bestseller. It's just so wonderful. So when you look at the book, what are you hoping readers will learn from the book? What do you hope will be their takeaway?
That they're capable of truly having a life where they experience joy and happiness as something that's normal and just kind of how life is, like that's possible for them. And it doesn't need to be hard. And that's the other thing. This is a guide. The reason I wrote it the way I did, which is in like really small reading increments, you can literally flip through the book and almost open to any page and read it. It's a message in and of itself, kind of like a tarot card in essence. And so I like that because I don't like to sit down. I'm kind of impatient sometimes. I don't always have the patience to read a really long book. So I created a book that would work for me, which is just I can go through it, read a small chapter and get a really great message and then just hold on to that message for the day. And so use it how it feels good to you. And just know that I sense very strongly if you do take the time to read some of the stuff in this book and then practice whatever it guides you to practice, your life will change for the positive. Or at least, you know what, maybe I can't make that promise. However, I can say that has been my experience and everything in that book I have done and I've gotten incredible results.
That is so wonderful. So if you were to look at a couple of the tips, and I'm going to encourage everyone to go out and buy the book, Self Love is Free, because it's an extraordinary book, an extraordinary tool for a happy life, and really important in these times in which we live right now, especially. So, but if you were to take a few tips from the book that might really help people get kind of off to a start, what would those tips be?
Listen to yourself. Listen to how you feel. Listen to the thoughts going on in your mind and actually be there for yourself. Start listening to yourself and start hearing yourself. When you can start listening to yourself, it's amazing. Or when I started to listen to myself, take a pause and listen to myself, see how I felt and checked in with myself. And then I was there to tell myself, hey, it's going to be okay. Things started to get better. Right now is a great time of year. Also, one of the things I highly encourage others to do is to serve by helping somebody else out. Go serve. Serving makes us feel good. And it can be anything. I made dinner yesterday, took it to my neighbor, dropped it off. She was so delighted. It can be anything. And here's the other thing. Take care of yourself. So surround yourself with uplifting things, uplifting people, an uplifting environment. It's a challenging time right now for so many people. So do your best to surround yourself with things that are uplifting and make you feel good. And spend time maybe even walking through a mall smelling really beautiful candles, or take the time to go out and really smell the roses, look at the trees, play with an animal, play with and surround yourself with uplifting things. It's amazing how quickly life can change just with like doing those three things.
That is so beautiful. So what do you think are the biggest challenges that people come to you with when you're coaching them, helping them overcome the inability to really love themselves?
It's interesting. The one thing that people come to me for or complain about a lot is how challenging their personal relationships are. And one of the things I realize is that, guys, let's start working on ourselves first. Our relationship with another person is a reflection of how we feel inside ourselves. That's why self-love is so important. Have you ever heard that saying that says, if mama ain't happy, ain't no one happy? Well, each of us is mama.
Oh, yes.
And so that's what I think a lot of us don't realize. The most important intimate relationship is the one that we have with ourselves. And so that's what I want to tell people. That's what I want readers to get. That's why it's so important that we take care of ourselves, listen to ourselves, and cherish ourselves.
Wow, that is just so important. So are there any physical aspects that people can apply, like exercise, eating? Are there any things, any tools of that nature that you have used for yourself and for clients that have helped them really enter into self-love?
Absolutely. One of the things I talk about in my book is yoga. And that's one of the most important things that has helped me strengthen physically and mentally, along with emotionally. So the practice of yoga, and yoga to me is first and foremost focusing on your breath, learning how to breathe. Just stop and take a breath, deep breath in through your nose, and then in or out through your mouth, whatever it calls, and just taking a pause to start learning how to breathe. And there's so many different yoga videos that you can Google, that you can find on the internet. I encourage people to take a look, just explore yoga. And remember that it starts with the breath. Yoga to me is something that fits every single person's shape and size. So it doesn't limit anybody. There's slow yoga. There's more active yoga. It feels like within the world of yoga, there's something for everybody. So I would encourage others to explore yoga.
That is so beautiful, and I have been a practitioner of yoga for many years, and I know the difference between when I'm practicing and when I'm not is enormous in the quality of my life. So I'm so glad you mentioned that. It's really, really important. So when you look at the book that you've written and the series that you're writing and all of the clients that you're helping to love themselves, because really from that goes love out to the world, as we've discussed, and to those around you, but also extends out to the whole entire world. If you were to look at that work as life-changing for people all over the world, what would that look like to you if it was almost like a legacy?
It would look like people realizing that, I'm sure, Vicki, you've heard people talk about wanting world peace. Have you not? Like, everybody goes, what do you want? They go, world peace. Well,
sure.
The one thing that I would say, create an inner legacy of peace, because world peace, outer reality, is a reflection of inner reality. So it starts with us creating peace within ourselves first and foremost, and that means building a relationship with ourselves. So create a legacy of inner peace and extend that inner peace out into the world and build a legacy of peace, joy, love, and happiness that's true and that's authentic. That's what I would say to that.
That is so beautiful. And how empowering is that to everyone listening? Just absolutely beautiful, Vanessa. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing all of this wisdom and the generosity of your time. We so appreciate you being here with us today. It was really a gift.
Thank you, Vicki. I really, really had a great time, and thanks so much for the interview.
By all means, everyone, go out and get Vanessa's book and get it as a gift for friends, because they will be thankful to you forever. It's Self-Love is Free. And if you'd like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com, mybookmybiz.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.